get us a little bit ready for Parshas Va'era, Shavivim, Benchem Rosh Chodesh, I believe this Shabbos. Okay, Pesach. So we thank very much Eli and Sarah Malka Neger for Shlima, for Anita, Yael Bas Rustova, Eli Nishmas, Leah Bas Yitzchak, Moshe HaKoyen. One of my most favorite ideas in the entire Torah, this idea from the Chiddush Sharim. The first pasuk, or one of the first pasukim, on page 2, the pasuk says, the Rabbanu Shem tells Moshe, "Votzeisi etzchem mitachos tzivlos Mitzrayim." Tell Klal Yisrael, by the way, I'm going to take you out of the burdens of Egypt. So we just, Rashi says, the physical torture for 210 years that Klal Yisrael went through, tell them it's time to leave. Tell them it's time to go. But says the Chiddush Sharim, such a beautiful insight. And when the first time Rav Weinberger said this idea, Rav Moshe Weinberger, who Shlita, will be zochah to have January 28th, Mirtz Hashem, the big Beis Midrash event in our shul. So he quoted this idea. And before we look at it inside, let's say it outside. He says, what does it mean to be sovel something? I'm sovel my kids who scream and they get a temper tantrum. Like you're patient about it. Like you give it time. Mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. He says, the ability to be able to say, I'm done. I'm finished with this. I want to move on from this midah of kas. I want to move on from this midah of shmir seinayim. That is geula itself. So what does it mean? It doesn't just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out of Egypt. He's ready to take us out of the Egypt that we each one of us feel we can never try to get out of. That we feel constricted in. Hagula Rishona Himash Memasim is Hagolus. The Gula Rishona is the feeling of disgustingness of the Ervas Haaretz, as Mitzrayim is called. The Cholzman Kishes Sovim is Hagolus. Every time we're patient with the Golus, Yivshar LaHagula Shetavo. Right? We say, it's okay that we're in Golus. It's okay that we have these issues. No, the redemption can't come for that. Posesi Yitzchem Mitachas Sivlos. What does this mean? Perusho Otzi Michem Es Arotzim Lispolos Mitzrayim. The beginning part of the Gula is to say, I've had enough of this Gula. I've had enough. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to turn the page. There's a vort that Rav Weinberger actually quoted, you know, every day of Chanukah, the Shul and Esh Kodesh and Woodmere. So they send out another parsha. They send out like a nice Chanukah idea. So Rav Weinberger spoke one of the nights and he quoted a Netziv, a beautiful Netziv. We say this every Shabbos by Yidin Nefesh. Pasuk says, "Nafshi cholas avasecha." Nafshi cholas avasecha, which the pashup shot means, "Baruch Baruch Hu, my soul cries. My soul is sick out of love for you. My soul is sick out of love for you." It says in Netziv, such a beautiful idea. Netziv says that's the pashup shot, but the deeper pshat, a little more pnimistic pshat, is "Nafshi cholas avasecha" means that I'm sick, that I wasn't able to love you as much as I should have. "Nafshi cholas avasecha" means that Baruch Baruch Hu, I'm sick that I wasn't able to love you, to daven the way I should, to learn the way I should, to respect my wife the way I should. That's what I'm sick about. And that's the whole Indian of the whole Mitzrayim, right? You know that the Lubavitch Rebbe, all the really the Svarim say. When we go through these parshias in Tanakh, the parsha it's not just giving us a historical lesson about Klal Yisrael thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim. It's talking to each and every single one of us. It's time to leave our own Egypt. It's time to realize that you're a neshama, you're not a guf. It's time to realize to leave that gullus, the gullus of sadness, the gullus of depression, the gullus of anger. It's time to leave. Nafshi cholas avasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're sick, we weren't able to do our best. But just know we're trying our best. So at the end of the day, it's a beautiful idea from the Chiddush Sharim Netziv. We're going to try to see how to get there and try to see a couple more pshatim on the parsha. So this week we had the great chus, having a lot of yard sites in this week. In the Hasidic, and also not Hasidic Welt. Shem Yishmol on page 3, Shem Yishmol was the son of the Avni Nezer. Shem Yishmol's yard site, I believe, was Chav Dalet, the same yard site as the Baal Tanya. So Shem Yishmol has a beautiful idea. If you look on the bottom of page 3, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu has this taina to their bonusham, V'hein lo yaminu li, lo yishmu b'koli, Klai Yisrael's not going to listen to me. Right? Rashi says, one of the famous statements, he says, if Klal Yisrael is not going to listen to me, then Paro for sure is not going to listen to me. Right? So then Rashi says there that one of the places where we have the Kavah Chomer says is Shem Yishmol, such a beautiful insight. We have to see it inside. I'm sorry if I didn't make enough copies. Not if. That I didn't make enough copies. Like LeBron, sorry. LeBron says, I'm sorry, the rabbi spoke about it. I'm sorry if I offended people. No, no, no. You offended people by talking about people with money and their Judaism. Not nice. So I apologize that I didn't make enough copies. All right, back to the Shem Yishmael, away from LeBron. Okay, here we go. Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu Shomar v'heim lo yaminu li. What does this mean? Ki Moshe Rabbeinu yada shapir es mehus Yisrael sheheim aminim b'neim aminim. Moshe wasn't saying that they're not going to believe, because Moshe knew the pintel yid. Moshe knows that Jews' inner essence is to believe. Elachoshev shemafes osim agavas halvavos atumim. Basically, Chashev Shat means, Moshe says that it's been a long galus. We stopped feeling. We got numb. We got numb to the galus. Numb to galus. Numb to kedusha. To Moshe Amar Chazal, as the Chazal say, when Yaakov died, nistimu aneim belibam shayisrael mitzaras hashibud. Right, our hearts got closed, our eyes got closed. We stopped feeling that nafshi cholas havasecha. We stopped feeling that inner core. Now on the left hand side, about tzaras ha'adam hi lehepach shafilu guf ha'adam hu tashmishei kedusha shiyah neshama. For us to realize that our guf is kadosh, that we are holy, we are neshama. Shehi chelik elokam imal v'tashmishei kedusha nignazim neishin nishar hem roshem kedusha. Right here is quoting a gemara, I believe in Moed Katan. I believe that there's two different types of tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha, things that you use for holiness, tefillin, mezuzah. So the Gemara says that they need to be buried. They have to be nignazim. You need the word is that you have to be buried. Tashmishei mitzvah, an esrog, a lulav, they don't have to be buried, but they should be wrapped up. So Rabbi Salvechik actually has a very nice idea on this, which connects to the same Shem Yishmael. Rabbi Salvechik, Rabbi Razner of Beit Shemesh. Oh. He quotes this. He says, what does this mean, Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah? So he said that there's a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. A non-Jew is very holy, but only when they're doing the right thing. When they're doing good things, Tashmishei Mitzvah, doing the right thing, they're Kadosh. A Tashmishei Kedusha, that's a Jew. Even at the end of the day, even after they die, they still give off, they still have a certain, they have a tumah. By non-Jews, there's no tumah and tahara. Tashmishei kedusha means it's a higher level. Tashmishei kedusha is a Jew's body. It's a chelik alukam imal mamish. It has to be nignazim. They have to be buried, just like tashmishei kedusha has to be buried. Says the Rav, each yid, each Jew is a tashmishei kedusha. Which, by the way, the Rav probably got this from the Baal Tanya. As we know, the Rav very famously had a Chabad tutor, and Shechter loves Tanya. He says that all the time, but. The Baal Tanya Zertzer was also on Chaf Daled. So at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize that every Jew has this chelik l'kal mimal mamish, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying that he doesn't believe that they'll believe, because he knew that at the end of the day, their inner core is that they should believe. So why aren't they believing him? They weren't believing him because it's been a long gullus. They saw a lot of darkness in their life. It says the Shem Yishmael, that's the end of the day, that's the vort. The end of the day, for us to be able to realize it's been a long gullus, sometimes it's hard, but our inner core, our Jew's inner essence, is good. And I'm telling you, it's very hard to live this way, especially sometimes in school, when kids don't do the right things, maybe people in our lives don't do the right things. But we have to start living with these eyes. The person might not do the right thing, but their core is to do the right thing. Like they say in the second, the last halacha, in the second paragraph, Hilchos Gershon, and then we'll get to page 4. The last halacha, the Rambam writes, right, so what happens if someone doesn't want to give his wife a get? You take a couple bats and hockey sticks and other bats. Koyfin and so you have to be up until Acherotzani. Happens to be, I just met someone today that one of the teachers in school, I don't think she's listening to this, but she told me she's going through a terrible divorce. The husband's a Chaya Noira. I'm allowed to say that on tape. It's Mamash Chaya Noira. And he's doing one of these Mamash a crazy thing. So she's not from, so she doesn't know of this, you know, these organizations. I said last year, or 2 years ago in Muncie, these people got arrested. Acha Omer Rotsa Ani, until the person says, I want to give the get. But that's not his inner Rotson. He's always saying that I want to give the get because he's scared for his life that you're going to take off his right pinky. Right? No? But I don't mean to get all gruesome over here, but that's the only reason why. So I saw Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, who's the Mashkiach and Tor Vidas. I actually just saw him in Miami Beach on Tuesday. I davened with him in the Karastir Shtibel. So we're gonna quote him later in the shir. So he writes in one of his svarim that Rotsa Ani means that That is their inner core. Their inner essence is that they want to do the right thing. But sometimes some of us need a little more encouragement and need a little bit of a chizik until they say, Rotsa'ani, Rotsa'ani. And so he says that Rotsa'ani, if you take the gematria, if Rotsa'ani, Rotsa'ani is gematria Yom Kippur. He says Yom Kippur is gematria Ani because Yom Kippur, our Hashem, our inner essence, we might have done bad things, but Echarish Baruch, you know our inner essence is Rotsa'ani. We want to do your will. Some of those people need a little encouragement. I don't think that's the Pashup Shat. As for local Orthodox rabbi, hopefully we should never know of these types of things. So Lamaisa, we talked about the Chidush Sharim, talked about the Netziv, and then we talked about the Shemi Shmuel. So how come they didn't hear? How come they didn't hear? And what could we do about it? And how do we hear? So if you look on page 4, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, right, so the Pasuk says, Mikol Tzaruch Me'avod HaKasha. They couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Kot Tzaruch Me'avod HaKasha. So Rashi, I didn't give you the Rashi, but Rashi says, because when a Jew, when any person is out of breath, they can't hear. You could tell them the Mashiach's coming, but when you're out of breath and you're so physically tortured, you could tell them he won the lottery. They could care less. They're in such a pain. Couldn't do it. There's so much going on. It says Or Chaim, no. Mikotza Ruach means Ruach Miloshon Ruchnis. Their Ruchnis was short. Says the Or Chaim, Ulai Kilzach Lohaya B'nei Torah Lo Shamu. You want to know why they weren't able to? Because they weren't learning Torah, maybe. If they were learning Torah, their hearts would have been expanded. It would have been widened. We know when someone learns Torah, I have a Hasidic friend in Williamsburg, he tells me, you should have a chavas adas. Chavas adas. It's a very Hasidic thing. Chavas adas means that you should have the ability to be the expansive, that you should have nuchas nefesh to be able to try to think and try to expand. He says they weren't able to think and expand in Mitzrayim because they weren't learning. They weren't on a spiritual level. So Moshe Rabbeinu just told them the greatest news they ever heard in their entire life. And they weren't able to hear why. So Rashi says to the physical torture. But the Or Chaim says the exact opposite. It was the spiritual torture. It was the lowness of their spirituality. In the 49th level of Tumah, they weren't able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu's words of Geula. I apologize, I didn't have my Emes LeYaakov in school today. Emes LeYaakov, you want to see a beautiful Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes in the beginning of the Parsha. He quotes an idea from the Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, and he says, you know, if you want to be a good master, you should really give your servants one day a week. They should have one day a week off, and you'll see they'll work better. So Paro gives, okay, which day? And he gives him Shabbos. But when at the end of last week's Parsha, Moshe comes back from Midian, and he causes this whole stir, and the straw thing. What happened was that the Medrash says that they took away Shabbos. So says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, you want to know why they couldn't hear Moshe's words of salvation? Because they didn't have Shabbos anymore. And he says, Davka, the Medrash says, what do they do on those Shabbosos? They learn the Megillas of Eov, and they learn the other Megillas of Emunah. They weren't able to have Shabbos, and specifically learning Torah on Shabbos. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could have told them the best news in the entire world, but because they didn't have Shabbos anymore, they didn't have their Ruchniyah, says Or Chaim, they weren't able to hear Moshe's words of salvation. So at the end of the day, we saw that our Jews' inner essence is to be good. But at the end of the day, each one of us we have things in our lives. It could be health related. It could be financial. We're always going to have those challenges. Our vote is to make sure we're going to be able to get through those challenges. It's got to start with our spirituality. It's got to start with our ruchnis. And I think it's very much connects to realize that we're a Jew, that we're part of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's army. We represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not the Rav Leib Eger. Rav Leib Eger was the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who was a Talmud of the Ishbitzer Rebbe. They say a story, it's not true, that when he left his grandfather's Beis Midrash, well, I don't think it's true, but they said that his grandfather sat Shiva. His grandfather's father sat Shiva, that he went to the Hasidic Shavelt. I just can't be mad at Rabbi Akiva Eger, that his grandson went to go learn by the Ishbitzer. For me, I don't want to get fiery about anything, but I'll leave it like that. So Rabbi Leibel has a beautiful sefer called Torah Emes. Rav Weimerger introduced us to in yeshiva. And he writes on the pasuk Vayera Avram Bekel Shakai. And he writes this whole beautiful idea that each one of us have to remember that we have the Avos' DNA in our body. Each one of us, we might look like we're a Jew. Like I remember my father told me when we went to Alabama, we're big Alabama Crimson Tide fans, we're not front runners. My father liked Joe Namath growing up, so he got me on the wagon. Hashem went to the game Motzei Shabbos, kept a Rabbeinu Tam, sat next to this Chabad rabbi in Birmingham, Alabama. It was hilarious. So I remember when we went to Alabama once, there's no direct flights from New York to Alabama. I was going from New York to Alabama, so we had to go to North Carolina, and from North Carolina to Alabama. It was a Thursday night game. You can't go on Shabbos. They usually play on Shabbos. So I remember we get to Tuscaloosa, and my father sees all this red and white everywhere. And he says to me, Ari, we're like everyone else here. And I'm like, Dad, yes, but no. Yes, like we're all going to root for the same team. And they literally demolished them with like some Georgia State. I don't know who it was, but it wasn't a game. I was like, but at the end of the day, we're Jews, and it's very nice. We believe in the same. I wasn't trying to correct him. I said, we have to remember this vort that okay, we might be rooting for the same team, but we're not like everybody else here. Says the Reb Leibel Eger. If you look in the middle of the page, it says, "Halok kedushasam he mishorish behem mishorish kedushas ha'avos hakedoshim." To realize that our kedusha comes from the avos. Because the Avos were at such a holy level, they prepared the Geula for us. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Who am I to go be able to go?" Hashem says, "Okay, I hear that vort." Hashem, okay, avaseichem, shalachani aleichem, zezichri lidor v'dor. What does this mean? All these psukim. Remember who you are. I made these promises to your forefathers. Hamora, shekitusha saavos omedes loolme ad lechodor vador. That the avos is kedusha. We're bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We're bnei Yisrael. We have to realize who we come from. And at the end of the day, that is the number one thing to help us get out of in our own galus in 2018. And for Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the galus of Mitzrayim. And paid what? 2019. Oh, sorry. Oh my God! Just one of those. It's like okay, we turned the page. Sorry, I'll just stick with Tavshanayin test, page 6. Hainu. So he says over here, when does a Jew feel this ultimate connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's very hard during the week, very hard during the week. But the ultimate time to feel that you come from the Avos is on Shabbos. Hainu. Shebevada Yishlam Kol Dal Kedusha Mitzadah HaAvos Kedoshim. We for sure have this connection to our Avos. So Nichlas to the Kedusha Sabris Zel Pekel Shakai. Who Hashem shall bris kodesh? Now he gets a little Kabbalistic, and he says, "Bekal Shakai is the essence of bris kodesh, which is all essence of shavivim to make sure that we're holy in what we see and how we act." Shemizen nimshach shorash hagula, rak b'mnish eitzah avos lohaya odes galus kedusha zu. Iker as galus kedusha zu, who Shabbos kodesh. Ma'anash chelko shel Moshe Rabbeinu, kizel kedusha Shabbos akar ve'es galus. Shabbos Hashem isparach hu abori v'amahava es hakol shamer shamer hamechuvan hu Yisrael. Basically, at the end of the day. It's very hard to feel the gulf maybe during the week. It's very hard to feel that you're connected during the week. But at the end of the day, Shabbos is the ultimate time. As the Medrash says, Shchora Ani, that refers to the week. I feel a little black during the week. I feel a little lost during the week. But the Nava, when I feel pleasant, I feel beautiful, that's on Shabbos Kodesh. So, at the end of the day, we couldn't hear because our Ruchnius was short. Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro took away our ruchnius, our way to get it back is dafka through Torah, is dafka through Shabbos, and finally the last and final idea is through emunah. Through having emunah, a Jew could get through any gullus in their entire life, through any challenge. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson on page 7, where I discussed to meet this week. So I told Rav Wolfson, I waited for him after Davin, and I said, Rebbe, I get a lot of chizik from your svarim. And he turns back to me and he says, thank you for learning my svarim. Which I thought was like a very powerful thing. It just showed tremendous... could just said, oh, Shkoyach, thank you, but he took the time, you know, he's very old, and I felt sometimes when you meet special tzaddikim, you know he was a special person. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, he quotes the Zohar, Shekol Elu HaMakos Hayonik Nogof LeMitzrayim Baruch LeYisrael. Each one of the Makos were a plague to the Egyptians, but it was a cure for Klal Yisrael. Shemelvad Haba HaMak Al HaMitzrayim Odos Hayisah Ba Shevi Al Yisrael Rufus Baruch Nis Megashmias. So at the end of the day, it was a refuah for us, Ruchnis B'gashmas. So Tovas Gedolos Hayu L'Yisrael, Me'amakos B'guf HaNefesh. So we always viewed the Makos as being bad for the Egyptians. No, the Makos were not only bad for the Egyptians, but it was also a cure for us as well. And he says in the second, let's read the second paragraph. Ba'atikin hu al-yidei chizik b'amuna. Asher b'shavuos eilu mitzchazes amuna b'yesa b'hirus. These Shabbos, these parashas are filled with faith, filled with amuna. They're packed with have just pashut simple faith in the Baruch Hashem. The pasuk says, "Man teda ki ani Hashem." To know that you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are mine. You are my God. You are by my side. Anoch Hashem alchecha. Look what he quotes from the Rebbe Rabbanim. The Rebbe Rabban of Simcha Ban of Shitzcha says, Shetzarich lehisamek beparshios elu kamo betosfos. A Jew's obligation, these parshios of Shovavim, specifically these parshios of Shemos ve'erabo b'shalach Yisro Mishpatim, and in the leap year of Shovavim Tat, we should delve ourselves into understanding them as much as a Jew would go into delve into Tosos. It's not a bad muscle, no? He says, you want to know how to fix your life? You want to know how to have chizik in 2019? You want to feel close to the Ribono Shel Olam? It's got to be through Amuna, through having faith. Through realizing the Ribono Shel Olam is right by your side every day, all day, every day. To know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always by our side. Do you guys have a page 8 by any chance? Because I'm not sure where my page 8 went. Let's see, is it here? Back of 7. Yeah, I don't have an 8, but maybe we'll share. Okay, thanks. So these are just two small ideas, not small, two short ideas from the Chazal Megillah Rebbe on this week's Parsha. All about Amunah. The Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, V'gam ani shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael, Asher Mitzrayim avidim osam b'askar esprisi. Right? Chodesh Baruch Hu, I saw your cries, I saw how much they worked for you, and I remembered your bris. This goes back to Reb Leibel's word about the bris. So really, Klausberger really has this, he quotes two ideas. The first idea, he says, it's very, very hard to serve the Ribono Shel Olam when things are hard. He says that at the end of the day, what does this mean? Avodah kasher, b'chomer, b'veinah, b'sada. He says that a Jew has to make sure not to fall ba'atzvus, and not to fall into depression, into sadness. You have to make sure that b'ezkor esprisi means at the end of the day, to serve the Ribono Shel Olam and have full faith in the Kadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. The Yitzhara, we talked about this a few weeks ago. When a Jew goes through a lot of choshech, a lot of hard times, the number one goal of the Yitzhara is to get us ba'atzus, is to get us sad and to give up. He says that at the end of the day, va'ezkor esprisi means to remember. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, remember that I'm always by your side no matter what. And he says in the second idea, he quotes the Sanzer Rebbe, as nakas b'nei Yisrael. He says, what does it mean to be a B'nai Yisrael? Because it says B'nai Yaakov. We're always known B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. What's B'nai Yisrael? B'nai Yisrael is Ki Sarisa Elokim. Right? You have the ability to fight off. We have the ability to be able to fight off the Esav of our generation. Sheyizko lahem zuchus avosam akidoshim. Sheharem B'nai Yisrael. You have the avos by your side. Know who you are. Know where you come from. So we start with the Chidush Sharim. Chidush Sharim says, Mitachal Sivas Mitzrayim. Tachas Sivas Mitzrayim means that at the end of the day we want to come back to you, Ribono Shel Olam, but we've had to solve a lot of things. The second a person is able to try to transform himself and move on, that's Geula. But sometimes it's hard. We tell that the Siv says, Nafshi Cholas Avasecha. I'm sick. I wasn't able to love you the way I should. So Hashem Yishmuel says, Moshe wasn't saying, Hey, Lo Yaminu Li, they're not going to believe in me. A Jew's essence is to believe. A Jew's essence is to be good. But because it's been such a long goal, it's been such a hard time, at the end of the day, that's why they're not going to believe. So and the Or Chaim says, why couldn't they go to Ruch Me'avod Akasha? Why couldn't they hear? So Rashi says because of the physical torture, but the Or Chaim says wasn't because of the physical torture, it's because of their shortness and their ruchnius. Mikotz the ruach, the ruchnius was short. They weren't learning Torah, which connects to the Emes Liakov. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said they didn't have Shabbos anymore, and specifically they didn't have Shabbos to be able to learn the Svarim of Amuna. Right? Eov is all about Amuna. Megillah of Eov is all about Amuna. So at the end of the day, for us to be able to feel, you want to know how to feel close to the Ribono Shel Olam in 2019 when you're going through hard times, Zafka through Shabbos, Reb Leibel said, to remember who you come from, that you're B'nai Yisrael, that the Ovos Kedoshim and Mamish in our veins, and to be able to know, Rav Moshe Wolfson says, Zafka through Emunah. And Rav Yaakov says, Emunah and Shabbos, really, really connected. Shabbos is Emunah, Emunah is Shabbos, it's really the same thing. Just to end off with a story. So Rav Weimiger said this story 4 or 5 years ago. He said this over at, when he was in NYU for Shabbos. So he said that Baal Shem Tov had a student known as Rav Meir Pramishlaner, one of the famous Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. We don't know so many stories about Rav Aaron of Pramishlaner. Aaron of Pramishlaner was the Rav Meir's father. The story goes is that Rav Aaron Pramishlaner was once going to a city, and he asked the wagon driver to stop at this non-Jewish cemetery. Very weird request, but as a good shamish of a Hasidic rabbi, you do what the rabbi says, and then you ask a good question so everyone could say the story later. And what happened was he stays by the gate by the non-Jewish cemetery, And then he goes back and says, we got to find some Jews here in this city. And they go to the local bar, the local pub, and they found some Jews. And they asked him, tell me something about this town. Tell me something about this cemetery. I felt something. What's going on over here? So he said, there was once one of these landowners. I'm not sure exactly what the European word was. And landowner was very rich, and he needed a what? A poritz. Poritz. Yeah, that's the Hasidic word. It was a poritz, a landowner who was looking for a Jew to be a tailor, and the Jews were, you know, and they found the best Jewish tailor. His daughter was getting married, and you know, every week they would come in to be able to do some new stuff, and it was getting after a few months, and finally it was getting time. And every time that the poritz's daughter came, she always saw that the tailor had a very good looking son. And Amaisa, she was very interested in him. I guess it didn't work out well the first time, but they went through the work, and it came to be the last week, and the poritz goes to the Jewish tailor and says, I want to pay you all the money, but I also have some good news for you. The good news for you is that I want to be mishpacha, I want to be family, I want my daughter to marry your son. And the poritz said, over my dead body. My dead body, is my son going to marry your daughter? You can only imagine how they made the poritz. The poritz takes this tailor, takes him to the cemetery, because it's not a Jewish cemetery. And what happened was, and he puts him to the ground, he says, well, one last chance. Will your son marry my daughter? He said, no. And they covered the ground, and he died, al-Kiddush Hashem. And this Jew was by the bar, he told Rabban, that Jew is buried in that cemetery. And Rabban said, at the end of the day, I felt something so special. So what happened was, they figured out where he was buried, and they dug him up. And they brought him back to have a proper Jewish, a proper Tashmishe Kedusha, a proper burial, because a Jew's essence is good. A Jew's essence is to do the right thing. But sometimes in our lives, we're caught up with so many galluses, with so many darknesses, with so many challenges, and we're confused. But then the day, for us to be able to realize, to know where we come from, we come that we're Bnei Yisrael, we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then sometimes at the end of the day, it's hard, but to know the Rebbeinu Shem is right by our side, to remember who we come from, remember who we are. And dafka those times, the ability to be able to remember those times, is dafka on Shabbos, is dafka through Emunah. If we do this, we'll be zocha to realize our true inner essence, and to rise above any challenge that comes our way. Shkoyach.